The field game of hurling looks a bit like a combination of field hockey, lacrosse, and baseball. Players with wooden sticks, called hurleys, try to knock a ball through a goal. It's fast, rough, and a proud Irish tradition. Producer Alex Ward followed the sport to an unlikely place.
It'd be hard to guess the number of times I've explained what hurling is to my family and friends. They'll ask, oh, is that where you throw the logs across the field? Or, that's where you slide the things down the ice, like a big shuffleboard, right? I don't blame people for not knowing. Here in the United States, it's obscure, which is why it's so unusual that a game would be going on here. I'm at the McLaren Youth Correctional Facility, just outside of Woodburn, Oregon. A concrete path winds past brick housing units and school buildings towards the athletic fields. If it weren't for the high, inward-curved fences and security lights around the perimeter, it looked like a modest college campus. I came here with the Willamette Hurling Club, which I helped start almost 5 years ago. We're joined by the Columbia Red Branch, another team based in Portland. Willamette wears navy blue and gold jerseys. Columbia wears bright red. And then there's a dozen or so inmates, dressed in white and gray t-shirts with shorts or sweatpants. They're finishing up some basic drills right now, learning how to pick the ball up with a hurley. Now, if you've ever seen a hurley, which looks like a big wooden axe, this whole thing might seem like a bad idea.
There's that split second in your mind of what the hell are they going to do? You know, are they going to hit each other? Is there some bad blood between them?
That's Stephen Power. He plays for the Columbia Red Branch. The two clubs were invited here today by the Celtic Studies Group, one of many cultural study programs within McLaren. It's the second time we've been here, but it's the first time they've let the residents play alongside us in the game.
You know, of course, there's a little bit of nervousness of, you know, how will they react to the sport? It is a very aggressive sport. But their passion and their focus on playing, beating each other, beating us, I really, really was very surprised and very appreciative of just the approach they took. They had all the right questions. They wanted to play the sport fairly, but aggressively.
Right, four games, 20 seconds. Try and get as many people.
Nice.
To make things even, the players are mixed in with the residents for the game. Inmate Kyle Mahan came off the field at halftime, sweaty and tired, but looking pumped up.
It's fun, eh? I want to get better at it. It'd be more fun. But, I cracked that one. I thought it was going to go in.
Kyle missed out the last time our club came to McLaren, so he was all the more eager to play today. I knew I had to talk to Kyle. His tattoos gave him away. I spotted a shamrock on his leg and then four Celtic knots covering his shoulder. Except his Celtic knots have skulls in the middle of them.
They're my faith, you know, but everybody's got some demons inside of them, you know, even hidden, you know, inside. It's definitely my favorite tattoo. As far as culture goes, you know, like when I was growing up, I was told, you know, you're Irish and, you know, fight this dude and drink this much alcohol and, like, I don't know, I kind of got in trouble a lot in school, and I just kind of was all over the place, you know?
Kyle is like a lot of the guys I met in here. Made some bad choices as a teenager at the wrong place at the wrong time. But the administrators here say that's the goal of the cultural programs at McLaren, to give them time and opportunities to grow up. Plus, a game like hurling is perfect for getting some aggression out.
I feel like I got a little bit used to it. I got hit in the arm and took a stick to the face, but I had a helmet on, so nothing happened. But that was a pretty fun sport, man. You know, I grew up playing football and wrestling, and I never really did anything like that.
Often when I'm talking to a potential recruit for the hurling team, they'll say, I'm not really Irish. Is that a problem? Trust me, you don't have to be Irish to play hurling and love it. The game here is the most diverse I've ever seen. Most of these guys aren't from Irish descent. According to Stephen, if you know what hurling is and you've played it, that goes a long way back home in Ireland.
It doesn't matter if you're Jewish, Irish, African-American, Irish, whatever Irish you are, you pick up a hurley, you're Irish. It doesn't matter what you are. You would automatically become more Irish and get more, as you'd call in the US, street cred. Pretty quick, the street cred would be there in the pubs.
When I first heard about going to a youth correctional facility, I thought it'd be a great thing for the hurling team to do as a bonding trip or just something to do out of the ordinary. But after seeing how much Kyle and the rest of the guys engaged with the sport, it got me thinking about how much I depend on hurling and other sports to keep me grounded and active. When I talked with Stephen about this after the game, he said he felt the same way.
It's been good for me, you know, and I'm you know, a middle-aged man. I think it'd be really, really good for some of these guys to get a little bit of structure in their lives and something to really focus on.
I wonder if that's the very thing some of these guys inside didn't have growing up. Something that gives you the same adrenaline you get doing something you shouldn't be doing. Maybe a community-oriented sport like hurling is the perfect vehicle to bring somebody back out of prison and into society again. You know, now that I mention it, it's not a bad way to maintain a steady stream of young, athletic recruits. So Kyle, and all the rest of the guys in there, hit us up when you get out. There's always room on the team. And we could use a few bruisers. For only a game, I'm Alex Ward.